You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X. Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? Today, we're covering the infamous Guinea Pig 2, Flower of Flesh and Blood. I'm joined by my Flower of Flesh and Blood, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
I don't like that.
Yeah, you thought
flower
pussy was
flesh
gross.
And blood.
Bloom for me, baby.
Yeah, that's gross.
And joining us from the fucking future is Bo.
That's me.
Man, then we got a treat for you, listener.
Singular. That's good.
Yeah, we only have one listener. I think his name's David Philly.
I was going to say it's Jack.
I was too.
We have two listeners?
Yeah. Jack and Willow.
Die hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can note for the record that this is a redo because the initial attempt at Guinea Pig 2 was pretty much unusable.
Yeah, it got a little too wild. There's a lot to go over on this movie. And, you know, I'm not the best at research, but I went a little too hard. Okay, so Guinea Pig 2, Flower, Flesh, and Blood was released November 30th, 1985. Right on the heels of Devil's Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
This one's directed and written by Hideki Hino, the manga artist. We checked out some of his stuff, and it seems pretty interesting. It like blends cute and disturbing in a weird way.
Yeah.
That
was pretty cool.
I really do want to check out some of those.
I'm probably going to order a couple.
Yeah, dude. It stars Hiroshi Tamura as the samurai. We got Kirara Yugal. There's a weird fucking squiggly line over the U, so I'm sure it's fucking pronounced. I'm sure it's pronounced different than Yugal. Yao Giao? No, that doesn't sound right. Anyway, she's the victim.
She's hot.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
And then it also credits Anja Blagojevic. I wrote a very strange word right here. Kuvar. That's not a word.
Was it like a proper name?
Oh.
That doesn't sound Japanese.
That sounds Inja? Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, that sounds Russian or something, huh?
Inja Kuvar? Yeah. Of Germanic descent for sure.
One of the autofills was Parents Guide for Flower, Flesh, and Blood.
Who the fuck typed that in?
Okay, I'm not fucking crazy, dude.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is that? Anja Blagojevic Kuvar.
I told you it was probably a...
Now, I'm thinking she is...
Well, that denotes the character, but I don't know who the fuck that was.
It's got to be the second victim at the very end.
Oh, right.
Where he's following that, I think, that blonde chick.
Right.
It's got to be.
Okay.
I just don't know what Kuvar is. I guess it's character name, right?
Also, for sure not. Like, maybe they're... biologically Japanese, that is fucking Slovakian or like Norwegian or something.
Yeah, and she's...
That's only funny to me because I've legitimately only seen Japanese people so far.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for real. What the fuck? That's crazy. And, like, it's just the back of her head.
Good for her. It's more than the fish got.
This one's produced by Satoru Ogura. As usual, he's producer.
Repeat offender.
Yeah. He directed that first one, and then after that, it seems like he just produces.
And you know what? I'm kind of into this.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you put some eyeball shit in there.
It's in his contract.
That's what I was going to say earlier. He's like the cowbell guy.
I need more cowbell.
He's just standing back going, I need more eyeball. I gotta have more eyeball.
Hey, I've been reading your script and
notice a lack of eyeballs.
Where's the eyeballs at? Yeah. I need more eyeballs.
I'd like to note, tentatively related, that I referenced Christopher Walken in that specific SNL skit relatively recently, and my partner Jack had no clue what the fuck I was talking about.
Oh my god.
3 years of an age gap, and I felt so goddamn old.
See, I you say 3 years and I'm like,
it doesn't register, right? Does it? Yeah. No. Daily life for me. I'm like, am I 40? What's happening? I'm not, though.
Yeah, you also have to remember that Bo is younger than us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm used to being like the youngest person, like in any group.
I'm pretty used to that as well.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Now those days are gone for you.
Apparently, they're gone for me, too. If it's of any solace, I feel older than you and Lisa.
See, I still feel like I'm fucking like.
I oscillate between
15.
I was just about to say, I was like, I feel pretty standardly about 15. And then I say some shit and no one knows what I'm talking about. And I'm like, or I'm 40.
Right.
I definitely do not feel 15.
Okay, so according to, I think this was the Vice interview that I was telling you guys about, 2009 with Adeshi Hino. Mm-hmm. During the rap party of the first guinea pig, the Devil's Experiment, Hino's name's brought up, and you know all the fucking cool mangas and shit he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently Satoru Ogura links up with him and is like, hey, you want to do a movie? And he knows, like, sure. And of course, Hino being the manga artist that he is, he wants to, you know, make a story and shit. He wants to bring story to these snuff movies.
Uh-huh.
And Ogura's basically like, well, you know, your budget's about $20.
Yeah. Let's see, that fell by the wayside pretty quickly.
You know, we don't even really have an editor, and we can afford maybe one location, so work with that. And,
and
you know, he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a little bit of story to this one, as opposed to the Devil's Experiment. Basically, this artist gets a package from a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got photos, all kinds of shit, and an 8mm film of the fan murdering somebody.
Yeah.
And so the artist does the appropriate thing and turns it into the police.
Yeah, they tried their utmost to recreate for our experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a recreation. This movie has instilled real terror, real horror upon the world.
Particularly for Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Especially Charlie Sheen.
Particularly 1992, a Swedish lawyer got a hold of this movie. Thought it was real.
Fucking Swedes.
Gave it to a medical examiner. Medical examiner was like, fuck, seems real to me. That's that. I think we
should call into question some of his autopsies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Really?
I don't know if it was London or somewhere fucking England. Dude fucking gets caught with the movie. I don't know how. I can't remember how. And like a few other kind of like extreme horror type movies.
Mm-hmm. Caught in like a, this is shameful or like illegal? Was this illegal?
Yeah. Yeah. Like they thought it was a real fucking stuff. Right. Snuff movie.
Okay.
He goes to court and shit.
Oh no.
like legit.
Jesus Christ. Up.
Like he goes to court and shit. Goes through the whole fucking trial and everything. They decide that the movie's, it's not real. It's not a real snuff movie. This is obviously fake.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't watch the making of documentary, did they?
They did not. And then the court ruled that while it's not an actual snuff movie, it's close enough to one. And they still fined him like 600 pounds.
That's wild.
Yeah, and they did it with fucking those insane.
They did it with those little wigs on too.
Oh fuck yeah, yeah they did. Fucking. And then of course like drug his name through the newspapers and shit like fucking depraved.
Oh my god.
Crazy person with fucking snuff films that aren't actually snuff films but kind of look like it. Yeah,
that's a real faulty slope where logic is concerned too. Yeah, like,
basically they said something like, even though it wasn't a snuff film, he portrayed it as a snuff film or something like that. And it's like, no, he fucking didn't. Like, you guys are the ones that found it and went, oh, shit, this is a snuff film.
Yeah.
That is so...
Yeah.
Shit, even, like, logically.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you gotta remember, like, this is the same country that had the video nasties.
Yeah.
Like legit fucking banned movies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they were so bad. Evil Dead was one of them.
Yeah.
We looked through the entire list.
Yeah.
There were a couple that I recognized. A couple of them, or most of them, just seemed like shitty movies.
Yeah. Like they earned their spot there because they're unwatchable type things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just all over the world, it's just fucking causing terror, dude. And then in the early 90s, I think it was like 1991 1992, our good friend Charlie Sheen sees this movie. Now the way this movie came into the view of Charlie Sheen is from like a mixtape. He didn't actually see the whole movie. A guy made a mixtape of, like, fucking badass, like, kill scenes and shit from, like, horror movies. Spliced them all together. It made them a mixtape. And it's playing at, like, a party or some shit in the background. I don't know. And Charlie sees it and says, hey, can I get that movie?
Mm-hmm. Displays then, a particular interest.
And then he actually reports it to the MPA, not the FBI like everybody thinks. And I guess the MPA actually just gave it to the FBI. FBI says, yeah, it's not real.
See, in America, we don't wear wigs and we watch the making of documentaries.
Yeah.
I wish our Congress wore wigs.
It would make them more interesting.
And man, that it would make them interesting at all.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, like,
that they've stuck with the wig thing.
We didn't, like, hear about that and, like, you know, just, like, regular mainstream. You know what I mean? I mean, it was, like, super early 90s. And
that's what I was about to say. I was like, I don't know. But
we were more preoccupied, I think, with, like, music and video games.
Yeah. Noosh just worked differently then, too.
Like, you know, I remember, like, Mortal Kombat coming out and, like, just fucking destroying the world. Like, they made a game rating system because of Mortal Kombat.
I wasn't born yet, but I do know that, like, if it wasn't about, like, the Queen or Spice Girls, at this time, you probably wouldn't have heard about Britain pretty much at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, on, like, a local, like, news.
The, even with the Charlie Sheen shit.
Yeah, that's just, that's great. I love,
like,
that.
Like, that alone should have, like, put it into the public sphere, you know what I mean?
But also, has he not always, and again, I wasn't there for most of it, but, like, has he not always been known as, like, actively on drugs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, okay. He has, yeah.
And I do think we're pretty unique in that we have pretty prolific drug users, and they're the ones calling the authorities, which I just think is so funny. But
it is kind of weird.
It's just strange to me, but I can't imagine a lot of what he says gets, like, credited.
True.
That's what I was going to say. It was probably not, like, it probably wasn't something released to the public when he handed it over, and then they sent it to the FBI.
Yeah.
And then the FBI's like, oh, it's not real. So then nobody cares after that, you know?
Well, actually, I think, like, during my original kind of research, I think there was a 2020 episode.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Snuff films, yeah, and whatnot. But I could not find it. I just kind of looked on YouTube, but I couldn't find it.
Hmm. Well, and this predates a lot of horror as we know about it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, this is pre-Saw. This is pre- well, anything.
Yeah.
Of note, like, murder-wise.
I mean, I don't remember anything like this happening until, I think, what, the Blair Witch Project?
Right.
God, people went crazy for that movie.
Yeah, that one kind of fucked people, like, up.
That was insane.
People thought it was real.
There were so many stories about how it was real.
I think that was, like, 99, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know I was alive when that, like, when I watched it, though, it seemed like an old movie.
Yeah. Well, I never watched it back then because, you know,
yeah, I'm just like, I had to be like 20 years late to that party. So
yeah, I watched it recently and I'm like, this is a shitty movie. Why was everybody freaking out about this?
I think paranormal activity kind of got it.
Yeah, they did recreate it a little bit too, because mm-hmm. they also, like, helped. It was that, like, fake documentary, mm-hmm. not like mockumentary, because it's not like comedy. I think that's maybe exclusively comedic, but
yeah, it was like it was like a found footage type thing,
right?
Yeah.
I've had to tell people in my lifetime that paranormal activity wasn't real. Yeah. So I know that fucked some right, people up.
Yeah. Yeah, after I watched it for the first time with my cousin Amber, she was like, yeah, this is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a real movie.
Found footage, like, movies just fucking,
we should have let them think people that.
Up, man.
Probably.
there was a, I guess it's not recent anymore, but there's a movie, I think it's called, like, Megan is Missing. I want to say it came out in, like, 2011. I could be fucking way off, but it kind of took fucking social media by storm, but I don't really know how to feel about that because, you know, like, TikTok people and shit will be like, oh, man, this fucking movie's real. And you never know if they're just fucking trying to act like it's real.
That's me.
To get, you know, views and shit.
Yeah, they troll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just fucking oversell it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. All right. Let's crack this movie open.
Yeah.
Okay, so we open with basically our killer, like, stalking his victim in, like, a subway. Following behind her.
Yeah.
Or no, we get the text crawl of how this artist gets a package from a fan.
Yeah. And it has the snuff film in it. Right. And this is his recreation of the snuff film.
Right. So he's following his victim. He ends up taking her down in like a playground or something.
Yeah, it's like a little park.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think he like chloroforms her or something.
Yeah. It's maybe one of the more like, because there's a trope in a lot of movies that it's like, oh, I sniffed chloroform and I'm down for the count. But this one, he really does hold it on her face.
Yeah, he does. She kind of comes to in the dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wakes up in the dungeon and he's sharpening his blade.
Yeah, she's tied to a bed. The first thing he grabs, I think, is a chicken.
He does, in fact, go retrieve. I thought it was from a record player. I might have made that up. But I think it was one of those like record playing cabinets or something. But he does just have a chicken in there.
And he's like, this is your fate.
Yeah.
And he fucking kills the chicken. It's like, blah, blah, like yeah. right in front of her face. Like,
as soon as he grabbed the chicken, I was like, that's a real chicken. And I was like, did animal rights matter yet when this movie was made?
Probably not.
I don't think so really either. I'm not saying he beheaded a real chicken on this bitch, but maybe.
It looked like it.
I know that first chicken, that was a real fucking chicken. Mm. We didn't have animatronics like that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was 100% a real chicken.
I don't know what he beheaded, but I know what he first grabbed was a fucking chicken.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, maybe, you know, at the craft table or whatever, they had roast chicken that day.
I don't care if it was a real chicken. I'm not going to act like I care. Right. But I did wonder, like, aloud. I was like, did animal rights matter yet?
Oh, man, there's a ton of movies where they, like, just fucking straight up kill real animals. Cannibal Holocaust comes to mind.
We like factory farm chickens at this point, so mm-hmm. I can't even pretend to be invested in the life of that chicken. But,
yeah,
you know, I was just, it was a thought of mine.
As an eater of chicken?
I like chicken.
Yeah,
you know, too.
Can't say shit.
Yeah, I'm fine with what's happened so far.
Yeah, so he cuts the head off the chicken over her and says, this is your fate.
Yeah.
And then I think we go to him mixing up the powder stuff in a bowl and then injecting it into her thigh.
Right. He does a bit of molesting on his way down.
Yeah.
She's got like this about floor length skirt and sweater situation on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and he says, this will make you feel no pain, and you'll even like it.
Yeah, he goes, after he injects her and, you know, fingers the blood speck off the wound and licks it, then he goes into a diatribe while he's mixing mm-hmm. or grabbing his next implement and about how he's just injected something that she's going to feel no pain and will, in fact, almost experience ecstasy.
Yeah, it's going to feel good to her. Yeah,
and then he's going to show us the essence of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He breaks the fourth wall in all of these soliloquies.
Right, yeah, there's almost kind of like a chapter sort of thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think if I have this right, he says something like, she wears a necklace of bright red blooms around her neck.
Nice. Yep.
There's a lot of bright red blooms.
Mm-hmm. There's a blooming all over the place. Yeah. She's the flower of flesh and blood.
She is, in fact.
Yeah, he's got this whole fucking light thing mm-hmm. with different colors, and he spins the light.
Yeah, the first color is red.
And he starts fucking hacking her up. It starts with the hand, right? Or the wrist?
Does he chop her clothes off before he chops off the wrist?
Oh, yeah, he cuts the clothes off.
I can't remember what order that happened in, but I just wanted to mention that I don't buy... I am friends with a lot of women.
Right.
None of them are walking around in matching lingerie sets at all. Their panties don't match their bras, but they're also, for sure, not sexy red lace.
Oh, yeah.
But she's also got this, like, sexy red
it's like
slip.
Yeah.
It used to be called slips. There's probably another term for them, but it like it's is like an undergarment.
It's like a dress under a dress.
Yeah, yeah. It's a slip. It's a slip, basically. I have it in my notes, too.
Sexy red.
Cuts off her dress to reveal the red slip, and Chris
liked that.
Well, he thought that was very like visually
It's some artsy shit, dude. It's like a metaphor or foreshadowing. Yeah. He cuts the fucking dress off.
I thought it meant she was a slut and was asking for it.
That's exactly what Chris said, too. He said, yeah. Slut. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, anyway, Chris. I'm here to advocate for the straight man.
I don't know. It's something about... There's a fucking thing. I didn't make it up.
No, I said it as like a joke. That's like a, well, what was she wearing? Was she wearing a miniskirt? Mm-hmm. So I was joking, but it did. I know that it was an artistic choice, but I also found it completely unbelievable. Because like I said, I've been friends with women my whole life. Bras don't even match their panties.
I don't know if it's like an old school, like fucking Puritan thing or what, but it's like, if you wear fucking red panties or something.
Yeah, you're a slut.
You're trying to get fucked.
You're a slut. Or you're on your period.
I know it's a thing.
But no, anyway, you're right.
But anyway, it's a fucking, you know, he cuts the dress off and it's red underneath.
Yeah.
It's artsy.
That's the only reason I mentioned it. I wanted to make the slut joke too. I'm glad you had already made it.
It's fucking there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he cuts that off and she's got a red bra and panties on. Fucking slut.
She's really pretty. Oh, but yeah, but then he goes into another soliloquy about the bloom, about the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
My notes were wrong. The thing that I read is later on.
Well, no, your notes are probably right. I couldn't remember what order he chopped the dress off. I didn't know if that was first or not.
I think he does it first.
I think so too, but... but then I know after that he goes into a diatribe about the bloom on the wrist, and he gets one of those knives that you push, like that ejects the blade from the handle.
Like a switchblade.
Like a switchblade, yeah. I couldn't think of that. And then engages in what I think is the most convincing hacking that happens in this film, is the wrist.
Oh, dude, it is intense,
and it's where we start.
Yeah, he cuts the wrist, and he cuts the wrist off, hand off.
I wrote very graphic next to it.
And then as he's pulling the hand off, you see like the bones and the fucking...
You hear everything. Them too, though. Yeah. You hear the ishy-gushy, and you hear the crack-crack.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's just so much inside there.
Yeah.
And he pulls
that wrist was good. Like
pulls the fucking hand off. And the hand clasps his.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's some artsy shit, too.
Well, it's also S tier on... I mean, those effects hold up today.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I can't imagine how they looked comparative to what people were used to seeing at that time.
I know it, man.
But they're great.
And you got to think, not only is it fucking VHS on a fucking CRT TV... In the early 90s, the only way you could get these is fucking bootlegs.
Oh, so it already seemed shady anyway. Mm-hmm. So, no, I completely buy why people mistook this for like a genuine snuff situation.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be a copy of a copy of a copy.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's just fucking shitty. Yeah,
grainy as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so.
You've got to rewind it before you can even start because no one fucking does.
Right. Yeah, so the fucking severed hand clasps his hand, and he's got to peel the fingers off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think he would put it on his dick?
I didn't.
I thought it was going on the dick. I was like, think of how big my dick would look with those tiny little severed Asian hand on it.
Right.
Huge. That's just a me problem, I think, probably. So we've hacked the wrist off, and I think that's the most gratifying hacking that happens, probably.
Dude, that's fucking...
But there is more hacking in our future.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because now we head up to the, like, shoulder armpit area.
Yeah, I know, I kind of wish they would have saved the fucking hand for last, man, because...
Well, they did just start off real strong.
Yeah, they did.
That's a hard level to...
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and they change. He changes the light, and he talks again about full blossoms from her shoulders.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then he goes and starts cutting into her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not great.
The next ones are all, like, okay. Like, yeah. The flesh. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I sound like. But the, like, skin looks good. The sound design falters a little bit. It's not as ishy-gushy and crunchy as the wrist was.
What got me with the fucking shoulders was when he went and got the chisel.
Well, was that on the shoulders? I think I know for a fact he got the chisel on the femur, but it might have been on the shoulders.
I think he did it on the shoulder.
I think you're probably right. Yeah, that
he did. Yeah,
that did something to me as well.
Yeah, he got the fucking chisel and chiseled the shoulder out of the socket. Oh, yeah, that was bad.
It was.
That was so bad.
Yeah, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only kind of like weakness on the shoulder part was when he first cuts in, there's like kind of too much give.
Yeah, it looks weird when he first cuts it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Like he pushes way down in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had that on the first like injection of the drugs too a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The give on the skin on the injection site was wild.
Yeah.
it was like a cellophane level. But that's okay. The hand made up for a lot of this, I think.
Right. Well, this is, at the time, this is like some pioneering ass shit because they were using marine grade silicone.
Okay.
These are one of the first movies that use like silicone type shit for special effects.
For the most part, I think these should have become industry standards if they didn't, because they're great.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody uses fucking silicone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, they were using I think like foam type shit or something. But yeah, like these are like pioneers of fucking silicone, and which really kind of set the standard for special effects going forward.
Yeah, that makes sense because some bits of this film were pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm. So what's after the shoulder?
So yeah, he cuts her shoulders off and all that, and then I don't know. He talks again, I guess.
He does talk again, and then we get an axe. No, the axe is later. We get a saw, and we head down to the...
I have a note about... Oh, yeah. When it cuts back to her, and she's missing her arms.
Oh!
That's just the body. With the weird no shoulders, and it's like moving all around. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I made a couple jokes here while that was happening. I said, well, she can finally lick her own elbow.
Yeah.
And I have always wished that my arms were removable while I was asleep because I feel like they're always in the way.
Yeah.
You can't actually get comfortable when you have arms, and she doesn't have that to worry about anymore.
Yeah. So. Man, that was like the creepiest fucking... Mm-hmm.
It was strange. Oh my God.
I think it was just kind of like it was kind of subtle. Yeah. Like she's just kind of...
Yeah.
Repositioning him almost.
Yeah.
It's just kind of wiggle. Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
It was weird.
Even that in and of itself, though, was a testament to some, I don't know if it's more cinematography or effects, but that looked like a bitch wriggling around with no arms.
So. For real, it really did.
Yeah.
So kudos to them on that.
And then I have, he changes the light again.
Yeah.
And then probably talks. I'm not sure. And then cuts her legs off.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is where the saw gets in. This is where some of the effects get a little wonky for me.
Yeah, it was kind of losing me at this point.
Yeah.
I was fucking...
Yeah, the legs weren't great.
100% the flappy leg.
Until this point.
What's an adjective for that? Flapping around while he saws through it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
remember how it was like doing the weird freaking.
Yeah, you could almost tell it was hollow, or like it wasn't a leg.
Yeah,
which you know, but sound effects were still good though. This movie I think had pretty solid sound design. Because he hits the bone, and then you hear him start sawing through the bone.
True.
And if you close your eyes, that's what it sounds like. Is
the fucking the bone crunching was it fucking hit me pretty hard.
Yeah.
But like the fucking blood flowing sound effects were ridiculous.
Okay, well the sound effects get really ridiculous because after this he progresses to the slashes through the stomach, correct?
Yeah, he says something about her bowels dancing wildly.
He also mentions in the soliloquy before this that like a fragrant aroma or something. And I was like, yeah, it's gonna be fragrant. Like this shit's gonna be aromatic as fuck.
Yeah.
Displayed intestines.
Flowers blooming, bro.
But the sound effects when he's like,
yeah, he cuts into her stomach, starts pulling out guts.
When he starts fucking with the guts, it's literally, it's like a camera underwater sound.
Yeah, it sounds like fucking running water.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, well, they've lost me. So
Yeah, it's like a fucking river flowing or something, dude.
Yeah, the guts. It legitimately sounded like submerged in like a stream or something.
I was the whole guts thing was not good.
Yeah, but then you get hit with like the bone crunching on like the fucking legs. Uh-huh.
That's what I mean. Like some of it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I do think they started off like as strong as any of it ever got, and that's rough.
Yeah.
Because they didn't meet their own standards from where they started.
Well, it might have been harder for us because we were listening with these headphones on, and so like the bone crunching was like in my brain.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
that might be something. I didn't actually watch it with headphones on.
Yeah.
But it was. I have a significant like surround sound situation going on.
Nice.
So it was prominent, but it also made as equally prominent the goofy ass fucking submerged in water sounds that came with the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, well, we veered off course quality wise.
Yeah, for sure.
He does rip the intestines out of her, which up until then, she had kind of seemed like she was still alive.
Yeah.
Which was impressive and also probably not. Realistic. I don't know. I feel like he probably lost a little too much blood by this point.
But. That's what I think that while we were watching it, I said something along those lines to Chris. Like, when he cut her legs here, that would have been enough to kill her right there. Like, there's arteries here that when you cut that, she's going to bleed out.
Well, I kind of thought that about her arm as well. I was like,
most likely, yeah.
I was like, I'm sure there is one. She probably could have survived that if care was provided, but that's... Mm-hmm. Not what happened for our girl here, so
yeah.
But you're right, I agree. That's what I told Jack too, because he came in and I was halfway through this, and so he picked up on the leg is where he entered. He said, is he just cutting up this girl while she's alive? I was like, I think so, but she's been drugged, so apparently it feels good.
Yeah, but she didn't feel anything. Like, there was no emotion at all. She didn't feel good. She didn't feel bad. She just
make a sound.
Laid there.
She moaned and arched her back when he first stabbed her wrist, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
But since then.
Yeah, like at the very first thing.
Yeah. No, but yeah, he ripped out the intestines from the incision he made. Bless you.
Sneeze into the microphone next time.
Yeah, you bitch.
I'm not. I just want to make sure I'm done.
Yeah, he rips out the bitch's intestines, and it is quite apparent at this point that she is dead, because now her eyes stop fluttering and
How did the intestines look? Do they look like real human intestines?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They're pretty, like, cartoonishly red.
Hmm.
That's what I was trying to remember what they looked like, but yeah, I think they...
I would equate it to, like an overinflated brain, or, like, rolls of... really red, gooey sausages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So not, like, great.
I think maybe, like, the size was right for human.
Probably, because I know that we have an alarming amount of intestine going on inside us, but...
It's like, I've seen, you know, intestines coming out in movies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those are, like, chicken intestines.
Tiny as fuck.
Yeah. Like crazy fucking small.
Yeah.
Or like you bought, you know.
I have.
I have two. Not great.
You know, I think I might have to. Or gizzards.
Lizards are like gizzards and livers are like on menus at places, like standardly.
I actually kind of like it, which is weird.
A lot of people do. I'm not in that camp, but they are edible.
Well, I got fucking fooled by it. I thought they were chicken nuggets. And I was in the projects and everything was super dimly lit and I haven't eaten all day. And I was just scarfing down what I thought were chicken nuggets until the point where, you know, I wasn't as hungry anymore and I noticed the taste. And they were not chicken nuggets.
Oh, they were a staple at my house growing up. We were incredibly poor and ghetto. So I also even like shit like chitlins and stuff, which most people find pretty repugnant. But never so like I get it.
Well, it's probably one of those things like when I'm hungry enough, I'll fucking eat it.
Well, it's like baseline. I'm not a picky eater. So I'm like, I want food, but... no, I wouldn't go like, yeah, let's go order some chitlins. I'm not going to do that.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, it depends on my hunger level, man. If I haven't eaten in days, I'll eat just about fucking anything. I'll eat the guts out of our blooming flower here.
Now we're to the part that I read earlier. This is the part where he says, neck, she wears a necklace of bright red blooms around her neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the decapitation.
Mm-hmm. He gets the battle axe for this one.
Yep. And this is when he chops her head off.
Mm-hmm.
One swipe.
Yeah.
It does show him sharpening his implements, but I didn't expect it to be a one swipe on the head thing.
I would have thought it would have been a katana.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, you're wearing a fucking samurai helmet this entire film. Like, it stays on during sex.
Yeah.
You've got a helmet on. You're a Lego character.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about his fucking face, actually? He's just got the most white face paint on and the brightest red lips that are super accessible.
Almost like a
clown.
Kabuki?
Yeah.
Kabuki thing?
Yeah. I guess you could equate it like sort of a geisha vibes, but like...
Mm-hmm.
Also the thickest, like Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah.
And the... I guess you could call them slatted teeth, like to the extent that I didn't know if it was grills or some sort of falsified situation, but every other tooth was shiny and black.
I did not know what was going on with those teeth, man.
Yeah, but he was a character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was.
Because they show his face really early, and because he's talking to the camera about the blooms he's about to provide us with for the ideal of beauty. And I was, oh God, that face.
Yeah.
If nothing was horrific about that film, that face was. Yeah, I also, but like you said, I expected a katana. Full stop, I expected a katana to come chop her head off.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that decapitation?
somehow, this is what I don't buy. I don't think you've chopped every limb off a person and that they're still like producing blood in like gushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he axes her head off. And I guess there might still be like some stagnant fluid. But he gets like a bucket of blood thrown in his face at this point.
Yeah.
All I thought of was the AIDS quilt.
The AIDS quilt?
You know about the AIDS quilt?
I guess I don't.
It's like when gays were getting, back when it was still called GRID, even gay-related immune deficiency.
Yeah.
They were like raising money to like combat AIDS.
Uh-huh.
And they made this quilt with everyone's name on it that had died from AIDS.
Oh, okay.
And it was the AIDS quilt. And I think about it a lot when I see like gratuitous amounts of blood being like thrown into other people's orifices. Like AIDS.
Nobody says AIDS anymore. What's up with that?
Because it's treatable and it's HIV.
Okay.
So
when people say HIV, they're just saying AIDS?
They are, in fact.
But nobody says AIDS.
Yeah.
That's always been...
It has always been the same
thing. HIV's always been AIDS, yeah.
But we just stopped saying AIDS.
Yeah, I guess so. Because it just like fell out of
it. Because it's like HIV is like the beginning virus and it turns into AIDS or something like that.
Well, it's because like HIV is treatable.
Uh-huh.
But AIDS and you can live symptom-free and undetectable because of the treatments available to it now.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS, I think, is the product of it becoming so advanced that you're fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not a lot of people die out of AIDS unless you live in Africa, in which case you've got a pretty good chance of dying of AIDS still.
Yeah.
I mean, AIDS just kind of like rolls off the tongue better than HIV.
I think so, too. Good old AIDS.
AIDS is the better word.
Yeah.
I just didn't know why we stopped saying it.
Oh, my God.
Some gay guy probably got mad.
All right. So, on with our...
Oh, but okay. He chops her head off. He gets a bucket of blood to the face. And also the head does a slow-mo rolling sequence.
Uh-huh. It's like...
With some questionable sound design.
Yeah, I have wrote down head bounces off the wall onto the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think there's a replay in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about a replay, but it's like slow-mo, it bounces off a wall, mm-hmm. and then it rolls into frame. You hear it thudding along, and it rolls into frame on the floor. Same slow-mo that they used on the chicken body falling to the floor after he beheaded it. But, of decapitations I've witnessed in cinema... Pretty low on the tier list. Not a great decapitation.
Yeah.
But...
Just the fucking head flying off and bouncing against the wall is a little crazy.
That's crazy.
The head itself is not bad.
Well, there's
It looks like her.
I agree.
And, I'm speaking from my future self here, but I swear... That this head is reused in Guinea Pig 4, Devil Woman Doctor, during the cannibalism scene.
Well, it might be. It's the same group of people producing it, so it would make sense that mm-hmm. they have some stuff still.
That's her fucking head. Because they do like a buffet thing. Like, mm-hmm. you go to fucking Golden Corral or some shit, and there's arms and legs and blah, 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 all on the table. And that bitch's head's on it.
Oh, I believe it. I'm sure it was. It was probably even just an Easter egg. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes sense to me. After that, I thought he was gonna, again, just my damage.
Yeah, but he started being fucking weird.
He got weird with the head, but not in the way I was expecting. He like licks her face.
Yeah, he mouth. Like rubbed the face all over his face and like licked all over her lips.
But he didn't put the penis in the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's where I thought this was headed.
This is not sexual for our samurai warrior.
I mean, I think it probably is. This, they just don't show it.
No. This is not sexual.
I actually don't think it is. I think he's convinced he's an oni. But
this is fucking art.
He is it is about the ideal of beauty.
Okay.
And he's about to pluck out the most beautiful... Pearl.
I don't know. He is about something. To do that, but he does like rub the face on his own face and lick the face first. And back before he like inserted the syringe, he did grope her by the pussy. He grabbed her by the pussy. So I don't know for sure if it's not sexual, but
yeah.
Fuck the severed head. And if I'm like in a severed head situation, I think I'm gonna fuck the severed head. If I've gone through the trouble of severing a head. I'm probably going to fuck the severed head. He does go on to extract the jewel.
The jewel, yeah. That's what it's called, the jewel.
Yeah.
With a spoon.
He says the finishing touch is to take out the precious jewels, the most beautiful part of a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The eyes are the most beautiful part of a woman's body.
Oh, so he's about to fuck the eye socket. That's what was happening.
I'm telling you, this guy has a fucking fetish. He wants to fuck an eye socket.
I think so, too.
Nah, man.
He's got this a micro, and this is a what man for him.
Of principle.
I am convinced he thinks he's an oni because it doesn't really pan to it until after he extracts the jewel and he's about to show us his collection.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole curtain is like covered in oni dismembering a woman.
Oh, yeah. And oni, he's got that tapestry. Yeah.
And onis are like demons known for like cannibalism and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or yokai. Not demons. It's not like a direct parallel to demons, but a form of otherworldly creature.
Yeah.
Known for like cannibalism and dismemberment and shit like that. So I think he just thinks that's what's happening for him.
Yeah, I played Tokiden.
Yeah. So you know about Oni.
I know about Oni.
Yeah.
Another thing or two.
All right, so
Oshimura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, so it's time for him to take out the precious jewels now.
With a spoon.
He just fucking starts scooping her eyeball out with a spoon.
Yeah, he's got this spoon and thumb technique, and you can tell he's been at it before. He just plops that bitch out.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it was... I hated it so much.
It was not our worst eyeball scene, I will say that.
No, it's not. And yeah, this eye's got the whole fucking nerve attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so disgusting.
He's caressing it and just cuddling it almost.
Oh my god.
He kind of slurps on it like a fucking oyster or something. Yeah. He's
like a precious jewel.
Yeah, he just licks it and sucks it. And
he does do that. And I kept thinking, I was like, he could just plop it in and like the ocular nerve could just act as like floss between those slatted grills he's got going on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like it.
Yeah, but then he
engages
the fourth wall again to tell us that it's now time for us to see his collection.
Yeah.
He kind of like revels in it for a minute. He's like sitting on the bed. Yeah,
he sits on the bed.
He sits on the bed smoking his cigarette.
Does he smoke a cigarette? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. It's like an after sex cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, he fucked that head.
And that's, I think I said something like that at the time, like an after sex. It's almost like after sex, he needs a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly what happened. We didn't see it, but he fucked that head.
I don't know if he fucked that head, but he definitely nutted.
I know that he kept the helmet on while he did it, too.
Yeah.
And then we get to see the collection.
Kind of a disappointing collection.
It goes on for a long time.
It really does.
Half of the first bit is just random objects. Well, there's the splayed face skin.
Yeah, there is.
And an obviously dismembered torso. I had a fuckable torso once called the Super Fuck Machine.
Okay.
And it made me think of that.
Nice.
But with a gouge in the middle and no intestines.
Yeah, and there's jars of obviously like goat eyeballs or something.
And chicken heads.
Chicken heads.
Yeah, just weird shit.
Yeah. And then a ton of pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And aquariums full of fucking arms and legs and shit. Yeah. Like, full of like water,
and at this point, he starts singing a folk tune, about descending to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it shows
all the tapestries, there's several tapestries that show, like cannibalism and just shit like that.
And then it finally gets to what I believe is Lisa's favorite bit of decor, which is the hand garden.
Yeah, I like that.
It's like a dismembered arm with the hand still attached. This one still had the hand on.
Yeah.
But it is maggot infested and protruding with leaves and stuff growing around it, which is very tasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like flowers and shit on it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to do it. They have those molds, you know, where you can make like the mold of your hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the mold of my freaking arm and I'm going to put it in a flower pot with like a climbing flower.
Or I could just like steal like a mannequin arm or something from fucking Macy's or some shit.
Yeah.
You can order stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cooler.
Would this be like a year around? I agree. Would this be like a year around decor?
I don't know.
For me, it would be a year around.
It has to be.
I think so too. I could use an arm in one of my planners.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that too. When you figure it out, I'll do one.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be super cool.
I don't need the maggots.
No, I don't either. No maggots for me. So it just goes on for a long time, him showing us his collection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bunch of stuff like that. And then I think that's about it. I think he finishes off the movie just sitting on the bed smoking.
Yeah. You see the collection? That's the movie.
Should we rate it?
Let's check out this box art first. We forgot to do that.
Okay.
What do you think of this box art?
I think it's appropriately descriptive.
Yeah, I think it really shows what you're getting into.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's the fucking movie. What I really like about this, what I like about this box art is not only is it just fucking gory as fuck, you got severed hands, severed arms. And I mean, I guess her face has got a little blood on it, but other than that, it's like fucking perfect.
So as a description, it's like a, you could call it like a thumbnail in which the victim displayed in the film is featured tied to a bed and her hands and arms have already been severed, but they're left in place as if she's just holding her hands above her head. She's still really hot.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah, like.
I think I'll stop being hot when my arms get chopped off, but good for her.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it.
Just hot.
I guess the movie doesn't technically end at the collection.
No, because he goes to, yeah.
He goes back to his fucking prowling grounds, his hunting grounds.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And he starts stalking his next victim, which I guess is fucking the German chick.
Yeah, that's got to be, that's because that's the only other person with.
Yeah. There's literally no other person in this movie except for Kuvar.
I love that they actually gave the person a name.
Gave her a fucking name.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have told you this one's name, the actual featured victim, I wouldn't have been able to tell you a name.
She doesn't have a name. It's victim.
See, so, but this bitch gets a name? That's fucked.
Is that a name?
I don't know.
Kuvar?
Maybe it's not. We might just be dumb.
We gotta be, man.
Two things can be true, though. It might mean nothing, and we can still be dumb.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to ratings or whatever.
All right, Lisa, give us your final thoughts and your rating.
I liked it better than the first one.
Yeah.
I liked that it had sort of a story to it. It still wasn't great, though.
2 stars.
1 star.
No, 2 stars. Two stars.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was 1 star, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's 2 stars.
Nice.
I can appreciate a conservative. Does that mean it's my turn?
Oh, yeah, I think that's all I have to say about it. Oh, you didn't make us do the good, bad, and what the fuck earlier.
I did.
I had mine freaking planned, too.
I knew there was another scale, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, we got too many scales.
I had mine planned out, too.
I like the scales. I just forgot.
Yeah.
All
right,
hey, I think we got time. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We don't. It's already fucking 10:15.
Well, he's still got to get picked up, so yeah.
Okay, whatever. Minutes.
Well, I just sent for my ride. He'll be here.
All right, Bo, what do you got?
Okay, I've got, I think like a 4.5.
Oh, wow.
I don't anticipate that I'll like another movie from this series as much as I liked this one, excluding maybe some American editions, because I'm racist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think 4.5. I think for the most part, the effects were pretty good. And I mean, if nothing else, if the whole movie was just that hand getting chopped off, it would still be a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That really did it for me. The fact that he looked the way he did and kept a samurai helmet on for the entirety also was pleasing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this movie's got like a fucking history behind it.
Prolific.
Yeah, definitely. And that fucking hand scene... so far,
unsurpassed. Has, yeah.
Oh yeah, insane, dude. Mm-hmm. I think even by today's standards, I mean, it's fucking top tier. But you know, after the fucking, it's almost kind of like a, I guess you would say like a,
one trick pony.
Yeah.
It's just chopping fucking body parts off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the 20 minute mark, it kind of falls off. Like after the wrist and even the shoulder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You kind of seen it all.
I'd argue that like works in its advantage too, though, because what this thing has going for it too is it's legitimately a 40 minute film.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah. No, yeah, that's.
We're just here for dismemberment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and during the devil's experiment, a lot of it looked kind of fucking shitty. I will admit that. But at the same time, you didn't know what the fuck was going to happen next.
Yeah. Well, this one was very telegraphed. Yeah.
1 minute they're fucking pouring hot oil on her. The next minute they're fucking spinning her around in a chair. And then she listens to loud noises for 3 days.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
There's some variety in here. I mean, it kind of fucking gets old. And there's good sound effects. There's bad sound effects. There's amazing practical effects. There's hollow leg syndrome. I do fucking like it, though. I'm going to give it a 3-star.
3 stars.
Well, my scale's going to be different than yours. I know what I've given 3 stars so far. This one's better than those. But this one was just that hand.
The hand's fucking yeah. Next level, dude.
All right. What's next?
Is this the spicy. Good, bad, and what the fuck?
Give us a good, bad, and what the fuck, Lisa.
Oh, okay. I have to do a good, bad, and what the fuck on this movie. Damn it. Okay.
We probably wouldn't have had to, but you reminded us that it exists. Yeah,
I had it ready for the last movie, though.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to freaking say anything about it.
You bitch.
Okay. Good. Good thing about this movie. The freaking hand scene, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like how it has a story, kind of. I like how he's a character and there's like chapters.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they do really set you up as soon as it starts about what you're about to go through.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
This is a, what'd you say, a 2-star movie? You gotta have something bad.
I know, but like, what do I want to use for
what
my
was
bad?
The worst?
Those weird sound effects.
Yeah. That underwater noise they kept using. I don't really understand where that was even sourced.
Yeah. Yeah, like
they
I think
the
that
faucet
was,
on.
I swear.
I think that was the worst. And the what the fuck? Man, like it's definitely my what the fuck's gotta be the eyeball scene.
Yeah.
Scooping a fucking eyeball out with a spoon. What the fuck?
With a spoon.
Like, why? Yeah, and not even just that. Just the whole fucking scene. Yeah, just sucking
then,
on it afterwards.
It
yeah, just the whole eyeball scene is my what the fuck.
Like a lollipop.
Yeah.
All right, Bo.
Yeah, the good was... To second Lisa, it's got to be the hand scene.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to pick something else, it's got to be that this movie doesn't like dick around to like lengthen it. It's, mm-hmm. Hey, you're about to watch a snuff film. Here's 40 minutes of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't need to be over an hour ordeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has just the right amount of story.
I think so, too. I think this is the most well like time managed one. So far that I've seen, the bad has got to be my guy's plaster white face with cherry red lips combo. Yeah. That took me the fuck out. I'm here for the samurai helmet. I appreciate wearing your costume to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that. But that fucking face was otherworldly. The what the fuck has got to be, well, I'm kind of on the sound design too, but I'll go with that she did exhibit like little moans with incisions, even though she's lost like liters and liters and liters of blood. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem to really die until he forcibly rips out the entire intestinal tract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My good is, I mean, yeah, like you guys said, it respects your time. Yeah. I mean, fucking movies nowadays seem like they have to be fucking 2+ hours.
And half of it's just wide shots of scenery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fucking like a 50-minute movie, apparently, yeah. Man. It's nice. And bad. It's got to be the sound effects. That fucking running water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it killed a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, you probably better off just watching this shit on mute. What the fuck for me has got to be the hand scene. It's amazing.
Yeah, if awards were given out, I know that, I don't know, but I doubt Japan has, like, an Oscars.
Yeah.
And I know that we don't honor, like, foreign films or horror films at all at ours. Right. So
I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna judge any.
Everything is judged by that. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Any hand scene in any movie we watch from now on, I'm gonna compare it to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm talking muscle fibers.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah,
shit was gross.
Yeah, it's insane. All right, Lise, how spicy is this one?
I'm gonna say like buffalo wings.
Okay.
Like a mild?
Yeah.
Like a medium?
Yeah, let's go like mild buffalo wings.
It's like 300 freaking wing flavors.
Sorry.
Mild buffalo wings.
Well, okay. Yeah, let's go okay. Like mild buffalo wings, I guess.
Okay.
Real orange.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, a little spicy, I guess.
Yeah, okay. What you got, Bo?
We'll go with like an expired key lime pie. It was supposed to be tangy and we ended up somewhere else.
Yeah. This one for me is it's like a bag of jalapeno chips. A little heat, not too bad.
Weird aftertaste.
Yeah. I guess the more you eat them, it's a little spicier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this one was kind of front loaded.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think we started off real strong and then we got weird.
But yeah, that's what I got.
I mean, somebody that was watching the guinea pig movies. Yeah.
No.
If you are watching this movie, I recommend it.
I mean, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, if they were into this kind of thing, then maybe.
Yeah.
But okay. Not just to anyone, no.
I would.
Yeah.
This one is, I think, probably the most recommendable. Again, mostly for the economy of it being 40 minutes long. And then also because what it does with that 40 minutes, I think, is pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely recommend this one. Not only, it's prolific. It's...
Yeah, not every movie has the tagline like Charlie Sheen got the feds involved.
Yeah, so,
you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, this one is
honestly, I'm more impressed by someone going to trial in London. I didn't know about that one, and that's more damning to me than anything Charlie Sheen's ever done.
Yeah, it's wild. And like the Swedish fucking medical examiner, like, yeah, it looks real to me.
That guy's on something. He's involved in nefarious deeds.
Just the history behind it. I think, you know, any horror fan should definitely watch this movie.
Like, if you're a fan of the Saw franchise, you should give this one a visit.
Yeah, big time. And yeah, like you said, it's a short movie. I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't recommend it to like my mom or anything, but it's a good one. I think Lisa's done.
I am.
All right.
We're only 30 minutes past what we said we were going to do.
It's weird because like, I understand now like straight guys a little bit because the more irritated they get, the kind of hotter they sound.
Oh.
She sounds progressively more phone sexy.
Yeah. Say something for me, baby.
No.
If you die, can he fuck your eye socket?
I guess.
Can I spoon your eyeball out and slurp it up?
Like a spoon.
If I'm already dead, I don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa's corpse is up for grabs.
Yeah. How long do big titties stay big titties after death?
I have no idea.
I think you got a while.
I know you drop like 8 pounds and shit yourself pretty quickly, but is it in the boobs?
Probably. It's always in the boobs. That's
fucked.
Well.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah,
I was for guinea say, I think... pig too.
Sign us off, Chris.
Join us for our next episode. It'll be Guinea Pig 3. He never dies. Bo won't be there for that one. We're kind of coming at you from the fucking future here.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.